In Copenhagen, Danish police outnumbered protesters today, detaining more than 200 people on a second day of demonstrations as environment ministers met for formal talks to advance talks on a new climate pact. A day earlier, police had detained nearly 1,000 activists at the end of a 40,000-strong march towards the conference centre where the 192-nation UN Climate Conference is being held. Meanwhile, church bells in Copenhagen and, of course, Denmark rang out today for efforts to stop climate change. The bells are tolled 350 times, and that's the number that refers to what many scientists consider a safe level of carbon dioxide in the air. Christian churches across the globe were part of the campaign, from Fiji in the South Pacific to the US and Canada. Members of Caritas Internationalis are attending the Copenhagen climate talks, and its Secretary General, Leslie Ann Knight, spoke with us about the agency's commitment to combating global warming.
We've been working on this, and for us, and I think for all of us as people of faith, and particularly as Catholics, I think justice really lies at the heart of all of our work on this. And to bring that message over and above anything else, we are about the injustice and the scandal of a billion people still in our world suffering from hunger, not eating every day. And our message is this cannot continue when we have the means to address it. So it's about food security, it's about eliminating hunger, and it's about looking at the impact of devastating disasters on our communities, which we firmly believe are linked to changes in our climates and the disrespect for our environment. So that's a really key message for us. And it's about our care for each other first and foremost as the human family. And in that respect, too, underlying what Pope Benedict has made this point about intergenerational justice, taking care not just of ourselves but of our children and our grandchildren and communities that are still to come. And we owe them a world which is fit for them still to live in and to enjoy.